There will be no Mardi Gras parades next year in New Orleans. Since the pandemic hit in March, indoor music performances have been prohibited, as well as the city's spontaneous street parades. But it's not just the professionals who are hurting. As Aubrey Juhas of member station WWNO reports, educators have been wrestling with how to safely resume music classes and band practice.
In the weeks after this year's Mardi Gras celebrations in February, New Orleans experienced one of the most explosive COVID-19 outbreaks in the country. Since then, Sonia Robinson has learned of numerous musicians and teachers who have been infected.
You know, we have the largest percentage of Black educators in the country probably concentrated that are music educators. And we know that our community was one of the hardest hit.
Robinson co-directs Artist Corps New Orleans, an arts education nonprofit that's in the process of developing recommendations for New Orleans public schools on how to resume music education during the pandemic. She says some teachers are eager to get back in the classroom, while others fear for their safety. Singing and wind instruments have been linked to super spreader events, and practicing them requires careful planning. Ednacar High School is considered to have one of the best marching bands in the city. But since the pandemic closed schools back in March, its musicians haven't practiced together. Many haven't practiced at all.
I'm going to tell the truth. I ain't touching horns since last time we was in practice.
Tyshelle Watts is a senior who plays trombone. She finally picked up her horn at the end of October. That's when Ednacar's charter operator allowed the band to start practicing in person. Rehearsals are outdoors and limited to small groups, no more than 25 students. Watts says it's upsetting, starting the season late and not knowing whether they'll even get to perform.
Since our senior, we don't get football games, we don't get homecoming, seeing night, like none of that, and that's real messed up. But guess we gotta deal with it, enjoy what we got.
The trombones are one of the band's biggest sections and have Tuesday practice all to themselves, which means they have band director Chris Herrero's undivided attention.
So today what we're gonna do is working on getting y'all amateur back in shape. Because I know y'all probably sound like doo-doo right now.
Before Herrero was band director, he was a student in the band. He's in his early 30s and has already led Carr's musicians for more than a decade.
And one, crash!
Doo-doo indeed. But Herrero says there's still a massive sense of relief among the students.
They were frustrated because these kids had looked forward to being in a Cars band since they were in middle school when they started playing an instrument.
Herrero says for many of his students, marching band isn't just an extracurricular. It's a family. The program helps kids get into college and provides them with a safe place to work through issues at home or school through music.
That's one thing that has worried me during this time, like, what are my kids doing right now?
Herrero brings up Ivan Wheeler, a 16-year-old marching band drummer who was shot and killed in mid-October. Wheeler attended Landry Walker High School, Ednacar's rival.
Just think, if band had been going full force the whole time, he probably wouldn't have been out there. Band gives kids that outlet and keeps them in a safe environment to not be in any type of situation where they might get hurt or in trouble, or just be at the wrong place at the wrong time.
Like many of his colleagues, Herrero believes that arts and music education are crucial to developing the whole student. In New Orleans, all public schools are charter schools. There's no standard arts program, and many don't provide any instruction at all. Schools, for the most part, are focused on high-stakes testing, which is tied to charter renewals. Jonathan Bloom works with Artist Corps and taught music in the city's public schools for almost 40 years. He says now is not the time to give up.
Nobody wants to drop the ball on their watch and say, well, look, we're the generation that dropped it, and music became insignificant or it no longer exists. That's what's so scary about this virus, you know.
It's the district's youngest students that concern Alan DeJean, a music teacher at Kip Memorial Primary. He says the marching band isn't made in high school. The work begins in his classroom.
It takes a lot of skill to actually be able to walk with a wind instrument, play it in tune, produce a good tone, produce a good sound. And those types of skills have to be developed before you get there.
DeJean normally teaches students across 5 grades. This year, he's only teaching 4th grade students because of the pandemic. With so many children receiving no music education, DeJean says there might be fewer high school drum majors and trumpet players further down the road, and the impacts will likely stretch even further.
The local music economy doesn't start when people graduate high school. The local music economy starts when these children begin their music education journeys, because these children are going to be part of this New Orleans music tradition.
For NPR News, I'm Aubrey Juhas in New Orleans.